AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. Gangs with ties to Russia are trying to sell radioactive materials to buyers that could pass that material on to extremist group. Our David Martin has more on an Associated Press investigation.
AP has uncovered four instances in the last 5 years where members of criminal networks in Moldova were caught trying to sell radioactive material.
If terrorists acquire HEU, they will essentially have overcome one of the most difficult obstacles on the pathway to make what we call an improvised nuclear device, or IND.
Politics and infighting forced Konstantin Malik and most of his team to leave the police force by May. He said the Moldovan authorities are more concerned with good PR and impressing their FBI benefactors than finding the source of the radioactive material. I'm David Martin.
The rains have stopped now in the Carolinas, but the flooding shows no sign of letting up. Governor Nikki Haley says water from swollen inland rivers is making its way downstream, threatening more homes and businesses. This furniture store owner is in Georgetown, South Carolina.
As the tides progress every day, we see it coming up just a little bit, but I'm worried and concerned about the tide when they let the locks open to release all the water coming from Columbia.
At least 17 people have died in weather-related incidents. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into the sinking of a cargo ship near the Bahamas during Hurricane Joaquin last week.
Our mission is to understand not just what happened, but why it happened, and to issue recommendations and findings to prevent this from happening again.
So far, there is no sign of any of the 33 people who were on board who may have survived. In January, Volkswagen will begin a recall of cars with software at the center of the emissions rigging scandal. The automaker says its goal is to fix them all by the end of next year. And a convicted killer has been executed in Texas. This is AP Radio News. The Astros are heading to Kansas City.
The Houston Astros won the American League wildcard game by defeating the New York Yankees 3-0 at Yankee Stadium. Solo home runs by Colby Rasmus in the second and Carlos Gomez in the fourth off starter loser Masahiro Tanaka gave Houston an early 2-0 lead. The Astros added a run in the seventh on Jose Altuve's RBI single. That was plenty for ace Dallas Keuchel, who limited the Yankees to just 3 hits in 6 innings while pitching on only 3 days rest. Tony Sipp, Will Harris, and Luke Rogerson then each pitched a hitless shutout inning in relief to send the Astros to Kansas City for the ALDS starting Thursday. Tom Merriam, New York.
20th Century Fox is now trying to determine whether actors took American Indian artifacts while filming Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials, at a private New Mexico ranch. Diamond Trail Ranch is near the historic Hispanic village of Placitas and an abandoned mining community. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.